This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. A Crescent City man wanted in Del Norte County for making a series of threats to Del Norte County Sheriff Eric Apperson and his family was taken into custody yesterday in southern Humboldt County. 31-year-old Mark Albert Jr., a man with a warrant out in his name and who was considered armed and dangerous, was driving northbound on Highway 101 in northern Mendocino County last night when he called the Humboldt County Sheriff's Dispatch Center. Albert said he was headed north to Del Norte County, and that information was passed along to patrol deputies. They spotted Albert near Shively Road at about 7 o'clock, and after waiting for law enforcement backup, conducted a traffic stop. Albert was then taken into custody without incident and booked into county jail. He now faces extradition to Del Norte County. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of a 64-year-old Covelo woman late Tuesday night. It was just before 12:30 when the driver lost control negotiating a curve in the roadway while headed south on Highway 101 in northern Mendocino County. The truck rolled down an embankment and the left side of the cab slammed into a tree. A passenger suffered minor injuries. The driver died at the scene. Republican State Assembly member Travis Allen has introduced a bill that would return the state legislature to a part-time body, something it hasn't been in more than 50 years. Allen claims that legislator salaries are too high, the work they do for most of the year is wasteful, and that a full-time legislature is a failure. Allen's bill stands little chance of making it out of committee, but if passed, would limit legislative sessions to 15, 30, and 60 days. Allen said in a statement that it's time for California legislators to actually work for their compensation and to live with the real-world consequences of the laws they pass. The city of Rio Dell has hired longtime Reserve Police Officer and County Code Enforcement Officer Jeff Connor as the city's new police chief. Connor began his career as a patrol officer with Rio Dell in 1993 and then was hired by County Code Enforcement in 2002 when it still had law enforcement powers. Connor was appointed to the job yesterday and said in a statement that it seems fitting that he ends his career in the same department in which it started. The California Coastal Commission has voted unanimously to approve plans by the City of Eureka to allow for cannabis-related businesses to operate in the coastal zone. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, a member of the commission, said that Eureka did a good job balancing concerns for cannabis businesses and they had his full support. The city can now permit cannabis-related businesses for cultivation, manufacture, and distribution of medical and recreational cannabis. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office has arrested two men in connection with an ongoing investigation into the sexual abuse of children. Earlier this month, Trinity County deputies arrested Dennis Kirby of Higham Palm and Billy Bates of Hayfork, and investigators suspect that there are additional victims related to the case. Anyone with information regarding any victims is asked to contact the Trinity County Sheriff's Office. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.